We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Alameda County's Registrar of Voters has begun counting signatures for Pamela Price's recall campaign manually. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, this gets kind of arcane. They took a random sampling first and weren't satisfied.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty much pro forma, Eric. You submit some signatures, whether it's for initiative or a recall up and down the state. And the registrar of voters, whether it's the county or the state, you know, takes a preliminary look, a sampling of them, to see if you've met the threshold, if enough of them are valid that it looks like the whole stack is valid. In this case, what we've had is somebody take a look at it and say it's inconclusive. And this is basically covering your backside. Okay, this is a very controversial measure. And the registrar of voters in Alameda County's had some rough rides in the past. They made one mistake that completely screwed up ranked choice voting a year or so ago in an election. They've taken a lot of heat. They're under a lot of scrutiny right now. So they're basically playing it safe and saying we're going to count them manually. But the bottom line is here is that the recall effort submitted 123,000 signatures. They need 73,000. So they have a 50,000 vote margin in there. So this is a question of not necessarily so much whether it's going to make on the ballot, but one of the questions is when, how long these various counts are going to take. And there's probably going to be legal challenges along the way as well, because after all, it's California.
How are the votes counted normally? If this is a manual count by hand, is it normally done by machines?
Well, no, this is a votes are counted by machines. Excuse me, Morgan. But in this case, you're checking signatures and addresses, so it's a little more complicated. Now, I know that the people collecting the signatures would often have asked people to show their driver's license, saying that they wanted the same name on the recall petition that is on the driver's license and would be on the registrar of voters as well, so in order to cut down on names being ejected. But the count is just one part of it, because the bigger game here being played, or chess match being played, is that while the recall opponents say that they've got the signatures, Pamela Price's team is saying, no, you haven't made the first cut now. We'll see how it goes. A lot of this has to do with time. It's going to take about 30 days or so to manually count these. And then if it's certified one way or another, it goes to the Board of Supervisors for them to set the election date. And the Pamela Price team would like to see this delayed as much as possible and possibly be on the November presidential ballot, when they think a bigger voter turnout would be on hand and be more left-leaning and in support of Pamela Price. The other side, they're six of one, half dozen the other. They think that the polling shows that if it makes the ballot, no matter what time, that she's going to get recalled. So some of this has to do with the timing of when to get it on the ballot. The second thing is legal questions. In the midst of all this, Alameda County passed a law saying that they wanted to change how recalls are done in the future, make it more aligned with the state. You can bet that the lawyers are going to be right there behind the registrar of voters, trying to figure out on both sides what kind of court challenges this will have. So we've got the count, we've got the court, we'll see how it plays out.
Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.